Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right. Well, we have a Reardon Roundtable that's set to go here, but we are going to dip in just briefly here to the final questions between President Trump and the new mayor of New York City, the communist Mamdani. So they're doing a live Q&A here. Let's sample it.
I think he's different, and that can be in a very positive way, but I think he's different than, you know, your typical guy runs, wins, becomes mayor maybe, and nothing exciting. Because he has a chance to really do something great for New York. New York is at a very critical point, and he does need the help of the federal government to really succeed, and we're going to be helping him. But he's different than, you know, your average candidate. He came out of nowhere. I said he has a great campaign manager standing over there. He came out of nowhere. What'd you start off at, one or two? And then I watched. I said, who is this guy? He was at one. Then he was at three, then he was at five, then he was at nine. Then he went up to 17. I said, that's going to be a little bit interesting, right? And then all of a sudden he wins a primary that nobody expected he was going to win. It's a great tribute. I mean, it's an amazing thing that he did.
I'll just add one thing to what the president said. Is one thing I also appreciated is in our meeting to appreciate a portrait of FDR and the incredible work that was done with the New Deal and also in thinking about what it can look like when the federal government and New York City government work together to deliver on affordability. It can be transformative.
You know, we have a great portrait of FDR that I found in the vaults that was missing for years. I found it and I put it up. He's a Democrat, to the best of my knowledge. He's a Democrat. And when the mayor saw that portrait, he said, sir, do you mind if I have a picture taken by that portrait? It's an amazing portrait. I hope the picture comes out good.
It is.
But it's an amazing portrait in the cabinet room. So he's a big fan of the New Deal, I guess, and of FDR. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. President. You said that you both spoke about crime.
Yeah.
There are many police officers set to come off the rolls at the end of this year in New York City. Are you going to allow those police to be replaced with police officers, actual cops? And are you going to require that that happens? Would there be some consequences?
Well, I hope it happens, but again, that's going to be ultimately the mayor's decision.
What's your answer?
Is that I look forward to delivering public safety with the NYPD, and I've said over the course of our campaign that we have the number of police officers today. They are the ones that's budgeted about 35,000 headcount. And I think the key thing is that we have to make it easier for police to focus on police work, not ask them to respond to 200,000 mental health calls a year.
So is that a reduction from what you're at right now? Are you committing to maintaining the same level?
I've committed over the course of the campaign to maintain the 35,000. That's the headcount that we had through the campaign.
And not replace them with caseworkers, social workers.
No, I've said that's the headcount that we want. What we need to do is make sure they can focus on serious crime.
And he just retained a great police commissioner, I believe, right?
Yes, we did, Commissioner Fish.
If the newspapers are correct.
That one they're correct about.
He retained, I think, somebody that is a... She's a good friend of some of the people in my family, of Ivanka, and they say she's really good, really competent. And He just retained her, so that's a good sign.
It's a live event in the White House between President Trump and the new mayor of New York City. They were down to the last final questions here.
So we disagree, and I think we'll probably come to a conclusion, and ultimately he'll convince me, or I'll convince him. You know, it's for the good of New York. Ultimately, it's for the good of New York. I don't care about affiliations or parties or anything else. I want to see if this city could be unbelievable, if he could be a spectacular success, I'd be very happy.
Do you think you guys will meet more in the future, too?
Too?
Do you think you'll meet again in the future, you know, throughout the initial?
I think we will, yeah. I think we will. I hope we do. I enjoyed the meeting. We had a great meeting. Please.
Mr. President, Republican Elise Stefanik has campaigned multiple times by calling Zohra Mamdani a jihadist. Do you think you're standing next to a jihadist right now in the Oval Office?
No, I don't, but she's out there campaigning, and you know, you say things sometimes in a campaign.
Isn't that sort of...
She's a very capable person.
But you
really have to ask her about that. But no, I don't particularly. I think I met with a man who's a very rational person. I met with a man who really wants to see New York be great again. And I can say again, because New York was great. You know, when I came down to Washington initially, the city was so hot. It was doing great. We were having some telltale signs of problems. We had a mayor that was not doing a great job.
I feel like President Trump's about to weave a little bit, which is what he does. But let's introduce the panel, because that was actually a very interesting moment. And this has gone on for a while this afternoon. First of all, hello, Sue Thomas. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
As we get ready for Friday, Jane is here this afternoon. Jane Duker, good to see you on this Friday.
Happy rainy Friday.
Yeah, it's a little gloomy out there. We have State Rep Steve Butts with us this afternoon. He's also running for State Senate. How are you, Steve?
Well,
thanks for having me.
There we go. I got to push.
Still,
when Ethan's not here,
sometimes
I press the wrong buttons. And then the former mayor of Ferguson, James Knowles, is here with us this afternoon as well. Hello, James. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. Thanks.
He is the city administrator for Troy, Missouri. Let's start with that, because they're wrapping this event up, but everybody was like, oh, I wish I were a fly on the wall in that meeting. But then you come out with two people who are acting civil, and President Trump says a lot of nice things about the guy that he's been calling a communist. But again, I guess he differentiates, Steve, I'll start with you, between campaign mode and meeting at the White House mode, which we've seen this happen before. There's no doubt about it. But look, I genuinely believe, you can say what you will about Trump, but I do think he deeply loves New York City.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, Trump does love New York City. He's a New Yorker. You know, I have a daughter that's lived a bunch of years up in New York. We go there a bunch. And I really liked what he said just there. So, you know, I criticize Trump all the time. But to shake hands with Mamdani and say, I hope that he's successful improving the lives of people that live in New York and making New York City truly the great city of the United States that it should be. I mean, that says a lot. I wish everybody would listen to that, including the president.
Yeah, I know, but by tomorrow, there are going to be names that are going to be tossed back and forth.
Yeah, the names thing they were in.
I don't know where there's common ground between those two, because let's face it, James, I mean, we are talking diametrically opposed, and already the New York media is kind of trying to do their job and ask Mamdani, okay, you want free buses, how are you going to pay for it, and where's all this money going to come? You heard there he made some commitments when it came to policing. Look, I would say there's a couple of comments that I would have here, one politically, one maybe outside the realm of politics. But politically, I would say, as a cautionary tale to Republicans, look, this guy is good looking. He's slick. He's smart. Trump said nice things about him. He's going to have a way. We think he's going to be the poster child for everything that the Democrats are. I don't know that that's necessarily the case. But when it comes to solving the problems of New York City, I hope that Mamdani is genuinely honest about this, because he is going to need the help of the federal government. If he doesn't have a good relationship with Trump, that's going to be a whole lot harder.
Well, I hope that a lot of what he campaigned on ends up being just politics. And, you know, we just heard the president say that there were some things that were said about Mamdani by him and his supporters. And he said, that was campaign stuff.
Right.
But, I mean, when you get into local government, especially, it doesn't matter if you're St. Louis City or New York City. There's a lot of these kind of socialist, you know, conversations that people have, all the gimmies and give outs that you're going to give. He's going to get there and realize he can't do that. He can't afford it. It's not really what the city is going to be doing. And I think he's probably going to have to moderate just by virtue of what he can actually accomplish as mayor of New York. So maybe we'll see something good come out of that. Hopefully he will have a relationship with with President Trump that's fruitful.
But Jane, on the policing front, I mean, that's a key part of this, you know, because obviously we already have stories where officers are ready to retire, take jobs elsewhere. They don't feel like they're going to have the support from this guy.
Well, I want to say to the mayor, because I do like him, bless your heart. I mean, look, this
Mayor Knowles?
This guy's not going to change his colors. I'm glad you're optimistic. I wish I could be. But I mean, I've seen what the progressives do in St. Louis. Why would I think this guy is any different? So I'm probably less optimistic than you are, and I worry about New York. I mean, if he says cops don't need to answer the 200,000 calls, which of those do you think they shouldn't answer? And, you know, you want to send social workers? Well, in St. Louis, when they send a social worker, which I'm not even sure they do it anymore, who knows, but they have to send, there's a cop with the social worker at all times, and every call, the cops still have to go to the scene to stabilize it. So you're actually using more police resources when you utilize the social workers rather than less. So I don't see how that adds up. Unfortunately, today, I saw in the Business Journal today that now they want to give away free college education in St. Louis to get people to come.
Well, that's on my list.
What planet are you on? I mean, and so that's very similar to the stuff he's saying. Free bus service. Okay, well, yeah, it's all just money. It's all just money. But when you actually get to the money, yeah, things are different. I don't think he's going to get to do the things he wants to do, but it's not going to stop him from trying. And we've been trying all kinds of nonsense in the city of St. Louis. And, you know.
There's still 9 tornado sirens they can't afford to fix, but hey,
right.
We're going to pay for
But we're
going to
give
tuition.
College tuition. I right. mean, you know, we still need cops. We still need all kinds of things. And, you know, we saw the level of departures of police officers when, you know, a progressive mayor was elected. And, you know, I don't think New York can afford that. I really don't. So, I mean, it's very strange that St. Louis is trying to get away from this stuff. You know, very clearly the election was a mandate in the city of St. Louis that this progressive stuff's just not working. And yet, you know, they're going to do the experiment somewhere else. And there are a lot of people who pay for these experiments.
Well, I know personally a couple of young ladies in New York that voted for this new mayor. And here's the first thing they said. Did you see the competition that he was running against?
I mean, absolutely.
You
know,
and you
That's
have to
a problem.
Throw that in. A big yeah. problem.
When a big
Cuomo
problem.
Is the only other guy really running. Big, big problem. I will say this, if you're in New York or you got loved ones in New York that actually live in Brooklyn or Manhattan, and I will pick on Brooklyn because I know it the best, the rent is insane. Mm-hmm. A walk-up three-story brownstone two-bedroom, about $4,200 a month, going to $5,100 a month.
Yep.
Crazy, right?
Yep.
However, I'd like to know how this new elected mayor says, I'm going to lower the rents. I mean, like, how can you? There are still some rent-controlled apartments from
Way back.
The
70s. Ago.
I mean, and they are like sacred grails to to get those. But that's few and far between.
And by the way, some of those are the size of this studio, if not smaller.
Oh, this is spacious.
Yeah, exactly.
You've been there.
Exactly.
I get that.
Yeah.
There's a different lifestyle.
I just hope it doesn't hit Brooklyn.
And people
where my
do
daughter is.
Embrace it. But I'm just saying, how are you just going to tell thousands or tens of thousands of landlords, you're just cutting your rent? That's not going to work. The bus thing, he could probably figure that out. Kansas City does free bus transportation.
Because everybody
we do too. We just don't collect the fares,
right? Exactly. But are they saying that the subway people aren't going to pay for the subway either?
Yeah, no. I just know in KC it's buses only. So
well,
I'm
you know the bus service in Kansas City. I mean, I've ridden it. I've used it. I used it when I lived there. It there's not much there, and so that's an entirely different.
But look,
game.
This is going to be about crime. If he can't get a handle on the crime issue, and if this affordability thing, we're not going to have a magic wand, and Trump can't do it either. When it comes to affordability, we have prices that are still rising. We have concerns in the economy that are still popping up. I'm watching them. Steve and I talk about this. Every once in a while, Verizon laying off 13,000 people, some, you know, economic figures that could be soft. One of the things that I hear, and this is anecdotal, all right, but I do talk to a lot of people. I talk to people who are business owners who order supplies from overseas, who are importers, farmers. So there's a fair amount of concern because orders are significantly down for some of these companies. Now, some of it is a wait and see because of the tariffs. But for me, you know, we had people that were predicting a recession maybe even by this time. I don't think we're in, you know, negative growth territory. However, having said that, as we move into next year, I think there are some things that we have to be prepared for economically. And that's certainly not going to help the Republicans if you want to talk about the political aspect of that.
I'm going to say this very quickly because it is is mainly in politics. It's all about the economy. There's no doubt in my mind. That's true. It is a guarantee Trump's tariffs are and will continue to raise prices. I mean, just pick coffee, you slap it on there, then you take it off.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
He's just crazy on this stuff. If you raise tariffs, it raises the cost of the stuff we buy.
That well, you could buy. Well, there are options to buy American, though, and I've
not
talked to some
coffee.
People.
Not on coffee. That's why I threw that one out.
Well, I hate coffee.
Okay,
I like Diet
Coke.
I'm
just going with coffee. So let's go with that. Secondly, you and I have talked about this before, and if those of us, anybody over the age of whatever 25, you know that this economy, all economies, go through highs, lows, recessions, hopefully almost never depressions. Every 15 years or so,
we're kind of due.
We have a recession. And except for that goofy thing that happened in 2020, 2021, which was a depression that rebounded quickly.
Yeah, very different.
You go back, we really haven't had one since 2008, 2009.
And we haven't had a big correction
since
then.
So we are due,
there
will no be. Matter who's
House
the president.
House prices are already happening.
Yeah, I think some of that is absolutely true. Hang on, it's a Reardon Roundtable for Friday. It is a Reardon Roundtable on a Friday afternoon. We are joined by Jane Duker, who's going to hang out in the next hour as we have a little fun on a Friday. State Rep Steve Butts, James Knowles, former Ferguson mayor, currently the city administrator for Troy, Missouri. And as Steve reminded me during the break, you guys, let's talk about some good economic news, because James, you got some word recently on some expansions at the Toyota plant up there, right?
Yeah, 57 new full-time jobs, not including the construction jobs that'll be coming along with it, a new line for hybrid engines. So anybody that drives a Toyota in this country or actually across the world, your engine heads are made in Troy, Missouri. We're very proud of that. 1,100 employees out there. It's great for the economy, great for the region, and no economic incentives were required to make those jobs happen. So we're excited.
I have an expensive British car that I wish I wouldn't have bought because it's costing me too much money. But I do have a Toyota 4Runner my wife drives, and I've had three Toyotas, and I put $225 on a Camry. way back in the early 2000s. And finally, my mechanic was like, yeah, maybe you should get, but 225,000 miles is pretty good, and we'll see what we do on the 4Runner. So they're very dependable cars.
I have a RAV4 hybrid. That's how I get here cheaply from Troy.
Well, right. Either that or you have to book a flight, right?
That's right.
All right. Let's talk about the mayor, not the mayor, I'm sorry, the sheriff of St. Louis, Alfred Montgomery. Wow. Steve, you were in the jury pool, almost got called to the jury on this one, right?
On this case. I had jury duty this week. And, you know, if you're in the city, you know, you feel like you're on jury duty about every 3 months.
Yep.
But actually, it'd been a couple, 3 years for me. But that being said, I was down there Monday morning, Monday and Tuesday, I'm involved. You get on a panel. I don't get picked to be seated. But I thought, oh, this is crazy. You know, the sheriff's trial is going to start. And I thought, well, I'm interested because, you know, I did present as much information as I could to the attorney general saying this quo warranto thing, we've got to pursue it. This is a guy who is so inept and unqualified at his job, yet carries a gun and a badge.
Right.
I fear something dangerous is going to happen to him or others.
Yes.
So crazy stuff has happened. Criminal stuff allegedly has happened. Thankfully, it isn't involving someone pulling out a gun, just handcuffs. But that being said, on the first day, of course, I think everybody knows he is not in court. And the irony there is, you know, he couldn't get the sick prisoners transported from the CJC to the hospital. And somehow we can't transport him as a prisoner for his court date. That one is not his fault.
But let's point out just the bigger irony here is that his department is pretty much responsible for only that. Transporting
Correct.
Prisoners, right? That's why that's even more ironic.
And then they're bailiffs. They serve papers and they help on evictions.
Right.
They do other stuff.
Everybody hires special process servers,
believe me. When the trial started, how could you not? You know, you had to be interested. So I was downtown yesterday. I just say, I've got an hour and a half. I'm going to go sit in. And crazily, I was there.
Oh, for the throwdown?
I was there for the throwdown from beginning to end. It was must-see TV,
so
and I know
the judge
televised.
Scolds Montgomery's attorney. Right?
So, yes.
And by the way, this is a good judge. He's not going to put up with the nonsense. And he's like, stay on topic because didn't he accuse the lawyer? You're representing yourself. Can we get back to you representing your client?
It was Major Stokes was on the stand. Mm-hmm. And definitely there's bad blood between these two. And clearly the attorney, Mason, who should be...
Who is a former colleague of Judge Omer,
he's lost.
I don't know. Was he really?
Yeah, he was a judge. He's a former judge.
Former
I know
circuit
that much.
Judge,
and he's Montgomery's attorney.
He is Montgomery's attorney.
Yes, he left
attorney.
The bench, and he is now...
So, he's Montgomery's attorney, and he just got repeatedly confrontational on conversations between himself and the witness. And it went on, got a little heated. Mason gets quite loud. And finally, the judge says, I've had it. Are you here to defend your client or are you here to defend yourself? And
the translation of that is that when a lawyer steps over the line,
that's a rhetorical question.
And becomes a witness. And if you're judge, if you're talking about the credibility of your conversation with someone, you become a witness and you're not allowed to represent the client anymore then. So, I mean, the judge was trying to tell him, hey, buddy, you know, the line is getting closer and closer, and I'm going to have to boot you off this case. I mean,
pick a role.
And so, yeah, I mean, it's just but this is just part and parcel.
This is it's just such a waste of time.
Right. And they don't know their jobs.
Yeah. Because
no one involved knows their job.
I would think that the sheriff's family, friends, his legal counsel would just say, resign.
Right.
I betcha everybody would drop all their charges if you would just resign.
I think you might be right about that. Look, I talked to Catherine Hanaway about this last night, but he refuses to do it.
I think he's mentally ill. Well, and that right there is the problem.
Maybe I have too many of the wrong Facebook friends, but the number of people who support him blows my mind. I mean, just
Elliot Davis is on his side.
I mean,
not completely. I had Elliot on last night.
But he was like, he's the poor guy's a victim. And I'm like, you know what,
there's
Elliot,
a lot of people
he could resign.
He didn't say victim when I had him on last night.
I watch people who still, 11 years later, are on the city of Ferguson's case wanting, you know, federal monitors to monitor what we're doing because there's still problems. And we need to spend millions of dollars to babysit the new chief and the new department and the new mayor. And then the same people go around and say, this is a witch hunt. What are they doing to this poor man? You're just trying to attack this poor young brother that's trying to become, you know, something with his career. And you think, wait a minute, you read the Justice Department report on Ferguson and you...
No, they haven't. That's the problem.
From the Obama DOJ. Yeah.
The Obama DOJ, correct. But they come out and they see these accusations against Montgomery and... You know, they somehow can...
It becomes tribal.
Excuse that
away. Yeah.
And I just don't... It blows my mind. I mean...
Well, look what we saw with Kim Gardner. I mean...
Oh, how bad did it get before some of these people stopped supporting
her? Well, that was at a different level, clearly. Right.
But this is just an embarrassment.
Though,
Tashara Jones, Megan Green, this was their candidate. We owe a debt of gratitude to those again. I mean, it's funny how Megan's gotten very quiet. She gave money. She did the whole nine yards to get this guy elected.
The last vestige of their group.
Yeah.
I mean,
now, again, another progressive experiment down the tubes.
There doesn't seem to be a chance, though, Steve, based on what I've read and what you've said, that this is not going to result in him getting booted out of office.
So if he resigns, he can maybe save face,
like you said, and not face criminal charges. If the quote works here and he's booted, well, then they're probably going to continue with criminal charges.
Well, the feds, as I said, even if he manages to make it through the state proceeding, he's not going to make it through the federal.
No.
So it's like, dude, the writing, the wall, read it.
Federal seems even more important to me. So
exactly. Yeah.
Hang tight. It's the Reardon Roundtable on a Friday. We have two more segments to go. Do a Friday edition of Sue's News with Paul Hall joining us in about an hour on some entertainment recommendations as well. Frank Cusimano will talk a little sports as we head into the weekend. We have a Reardon Roundtable right now with Jane Duker on the panel, Steve Butts, state rep, who is running for state senate, and James Knowles, the former mayor of Ferguson, who is the city administrator for Troy, Missouri. So let's talk about, I want to talk about a couple more things. I have the governor on. Steve, I'm going to start with you here on this. Governor Kehoe is on at 5 o'clock. I have not visited with him for a while. And one of the topics will be, you know, and this is not new, he campaigned on it, getting rid potentially of the state income tax, right? Republicans have been talking about this for a while. What is your thought on that as a Democrat? Is it realistic? I mean, I think that Mike Kehoe thinks that this is legitimately possible. We've narrowed the income tax in Missouri from 6% to 4% because there was some legislation that passed a couple of years ago where it steps down a bit for a couple of years. But thoughts on this plan as, you know, it's going to be unfurled in a few weeks. No specifics yet.
Yeah, there's never any specifics on Republican tax cuts in Joe City. No, I can guarantee you that, Mark. They say we're going to cut the tax and we're going to investigate other ways to replace the revenue. I'm like, let's come up with the other ways to replace the revenue first, see if they work for a year or two, and then cut the income
tax. But I have this other crazy idea. Crazy. It's nuts. James, are you ready? Stop spending so much.
Not going to happen, Mark. It is not going to happen.
Well, by the way, the Republicans are in charge.
And
they've been in charge for nearly 20 years.
20 years.
So the spending
if there was any spending to
right
cut,
there.
They would have done the
spending
cuts. Well,
they have, the by the way.
No, they have
no,
not.
They haven't.
They have not.
The budget is twice it, when
the budget
I was there.
Grows.
And why is that, Jane? You know why. What is 30%
grows.
Of the budget is what?
30% of what?
25% of the budget.
Well, most
Medicaid.
Of it's education. No, oh, most
the
of
majority of the budget
Medicaid,
is Medicaid,
and most of those are federal dollars that
exactly.
we're getting.
Yeah.
So no,
yeah,
Mark,
those don't count.
Those are federal dollars
yes.
coming in. You can only look at
and by the
Missouri
way, we don't
General
even
Revenue.
Pay a match because we have the hospitals pay the match. So we don't even pay that much for Medicaid. It's education. It's prisons. Those are, that's the biggest driver right there.
Here, let's go back to the income tax. So we started at 6% just 8 little years ago, maybe 9 years ago. Now we're at 4.6. Automatic triggers kick in when revenue goes up. Not the worst idea. The idea of saying you're going to eliminate the income tax, and they point to Tennessee. I'd say here's the big difference. If to replace that amount of revenue, we would have to take our state sales tax from approximately 4.55 up to about 7.55 or 8. We'd have to have an 80% increase in the sales tax. I don't think that's a fair way to do it. I think people here would say the sales tax is high enough. Of all the taxes we have, people hate personal property tax, they hate real estate tax, they hate income tax, and they hate sales tax. That's the four ways of taxation.
Well, the problem with the and so all things being equal, I could certainly support a 7 or 8% sales tax. However, That's not the only sales tax that we pay, because we pay local sales
tax.
Oh, no,
that's why I said
state
portion.
No, 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 I know. I know that. Yeah, I understand. Sure. I'm just making sure the audience
knows. It's going to go to 12 or 13.
At least.
Easy.
At least. We're already, I've pointed this out, it's already at 12 or 13 in some places.
We still have the lowest gas tax.
Go to the gallery, it's already 12.
Right. Okay, but hang on. Again, what James and I are saying is important. In special business districts and elsewhere, it is already maybe close to 12. So there's no way you can raise the sales tax at 20%.
And
that's not feasible.
That's the only way to replace the income tax is that right there, because that is the only way. So I'm just telling you.
Yeah, there really is. I mean, that's the, you know.
That's the trade-off. I think of all the taxes, if you think about it, I'm looking right at you as, I guess, a conservative guy that you are. Income tax of all taxes seems to me to be the fairest. You pay more when you make more.
Right.
You pay less when you make less.
Here's what I would
and
also
we have
say.
A relatively
sales tax
low
is very
okay.
regressive.
I would love, I mean, I would love for Missouri not to have an income tax. I really would.
Yeah.
But as an experiment, I would also suggest that people look at their paychecks. And when you see where the money is really getting sucked out, the Missouri income tax is not a large portion of what you pay.
The feds are getting all of our money.
Yes. So I understand that. Now, from a business perspective, though, in attracting businesses here, wouldn't that be a significant factor?
No, it is not significant, because we are a relatively low tax state. I'm like, how about this idea? We broaden the base through 3, 4, 5 ways of taxation, and you keep that rate as low as possible. We are in the bottom third in total taxation.
We are.
People don't just look at your income tax rate if my property tax rate is going to double or my sales taxes are going to double.
So like in the city, the property taxes are lower in the city. They are, and everybody complains about them, but they're lower, but they have higher sales tax. Look, it's one or the other, guys. And from a procedural standpoint, I agree with Steve that, look, we need to have a discussion about taxation, okay? And all these discussions are going on, but people need to sit in a room and say, okay, we need to deal with all the taxes at once, because this idea
but
that we're going to experiment.
Why can't Democrats be proactive and say, okay, Governor Kehoe, we're going to work with you on this, because, you know, cutting taxes is going to be good for Missourians, but how are we going to move forward and figure this stuff out? Because my sense, and you're not the one that's doing this, Steve, but there's a lot of people on your side that won't even give this, which is amazing, the Democrats aren't for tax cuts.
There's not enough Democrats to even stop anything.
For 3 or 4 years of my life, I've been on the special committee of taxation. We meet in the off season to investigate this very thing, or to investigate eliminating the city earnings tax. It all comes down to two things. You don't pay near enough in property tax. That's one. And I'm
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I'm like, boy, when I talk to people, that is not anybody's
opinion. No, that's not
number
real.
One.
It depends where
and,
you live.
And
it does. That's
I'm just
point.
Talking about St. Louisans. But you don't pay near enough in property tax.
Correct.
No one, Sue will agree with me, says that. And secondly, your sales tax rate is way too low. You got to raise those. That is always the answer. And I'm like, that's not what I hear from people.
Here's a classically conservative idea. We should be allowing local governments and the local areas determine the best ways of taxation. Because in Missouri, and this is where I have a problem with Jefferson City, trying to say what works in Cole County works in Lincoln County works in St. Louis City. Because when people in St. Louis City talk about their taxes are too high or the rates are too high and we want to cap rates, well, look, go to North St. Louis County. The taxable property is so low, you have to raise the rates high just to get the same amount of money
Absolutely.
For all of those local
And the
groups.
Property tax has become very unfair.
It's become very unfair.
Very unfair because you have elected assessors who don't want to effectively assess.
Hey, I just bought a house in Lincoln County that it's assessed yep. at about half of what I paid for it.
Right.
And they don't intend to change that.
Right.
I guess maybe I shouldn't argue about that. But
no. But at
Lincoln
some point,
County,
somebody's paying.
Many counties have gotten the letter from the state tax commission saying you have to raise your assessments because it's wholly unfair. And what are the assessors doing? They're ignoring it.
They want to keep
it.
Their jobs, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
They're elected.
It's
We're
complicated.
Coming back. We've got one more segment. It's a Reardon Roundtable on a Friday. Fun in the next hour with Sue's News on a Friday. Paul Hall with some entertainment recommendations. Jane, I don't know what you're watching, but I've got a couple of things to toss out.
Yeah, we've been watching a lot of stuff.
Are you watching the Claire Danes show?
Finished it.
Yeah. I can't remember. What's the damn name of that thing?
The Beast in Me.
Yeah, that's right. You finished it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll talk about that
Well, it
with
was
Paul.
So good.
It is pretty good. It's
and
it's
I'm watching about the president one. I love that one.
Death by Lightning.
Oh,
really
I'm gonna
good.
Watch
yeah.
that. But I just
I like it.
New season of The Diplomat. Very
yeah,
good.
That's great.
I'm
very
almost
good.
Finished
wait, wait, wait.
With
well,
that.
I finished
it is
that
good.
One. Yeah, I finished that one.
Yeah, I'm almost
this
there.
This is the best season yet.
I agree
think
with
it
you,
is.
Steve. You know what?
I
I'm
going to
agree with you on that for sure. Because I was a little lukewarm on the second season, but
and I thought Slow Horses was the best season. Yeah.
It was, I think. We agree on that. Yeah. All right, we're going to talk all about that in the next hour. James Knowles is here, the former Ferguson mayor, current city administrator for Troy. That was Steve Butts, state rep, and Jane is here. You know, the week started, let me just, sometimes you forget things that happen on Monday, but there was an interview that a reporter at Channel 4 did with Sarah Russell, the they-them that was running the emergency management organization here when the tornado went off in May. And Jane, did I hear Sarah Russell correctly in essentially blaming Dennis Jankerson and the St. Louis City yeah. Fire Department and yeah. not really taking any responsibility of her own? Is that because that's kind of what I heard in that report on Channel 4.
I heard that a little bit too. And the disappointing part about that is she talked to like a dispatcher. And, you know, I mean, when you're talking about manning the sirens that protect, I mean, I think you need to pick up the phone and call the chief. Okay, you're a department director. He's a department director. You don't call a dispatcher and hope that they understand what you say, you know, by manning the siren. I mean, who knows what this person knew or didn't know? So I think.
But I mean, there's no dispute that this person was not doing her job. I mean, we have ample evidence of that. And then I don't know why she decides to come out and do an interview. She's applying, I guess, with the Civil Service Commission to get her job back or to get back pay or something like that.
Sure. Well, and suing. I mean, I think, you know, I don't know. You know, she's going to
determination. She's been mistreated because she wasn't doing her job and she got fired, which she should have been fired more initially than she was.
And blaming Jankerson. Okay, first of all, you were at a seminar that
Thank
had nothing
you.
To do with your job.
Yeah.
Nothing
and by the way,
to do
the
with
report,
your job.
Unless they edited it out, the reporter at Channel 4 didn't follow up and ask that question
right.
when she tried to offer
like
excuses.
This whole seminar, what was it? What was it on? It was something ridiculous. It had nothing to do with the job. And, you know, you don't, the idea that it doesn't occur to you that someone should be in the office if you're emergency management, someone should be there all the time. I mean, what part do you not understand?
With every news broadcast or weather reporter in St. Louis saying, 48 hours before the event, between the hours of 2 right. p.m. and right. 7 p.m., we have a chance of truly severe
weather. Yeah, it didn't come out of nowhere.
Weather.
Right.
Exactly.
It hit exactly when the meteorologist said
it was going
hit.
To. And it's like, you know, and you just don't think that somebody needs to stay back to press the button. And, you know, I mean, in her defense, the sirens still aren't working, or maybe they got them back finally. I'm not even sure of the status of that. But, you know, but she knew the sirens weren't working.
Yeah, it just goes beyond that, because when the report came out and the criticism, there's a lot there. And
yeah,
it was
just
very
different layers of problems, and she's not seeing any of them.
There's no responsibility that was taken whatsoever. And I was confused by, again,
don't
going
go
back
to the seminar.
Point of the interview. Well, right.
Well,
or leave the seminar and go back. Do your job.
Right.
At the very least, take responsibility. You were the one in charge. Just
right.
say, I have messed this up. This happened, but it is my responsibility.
Right.
It won't happen again. But
thank
nope.
you.
Nope, can't do it. Can't do it. I mean, I think people would respect that more. I mean, because I think when, you know.
They would.
Yeah, and when Kara came out and said, hey, the sirens didn't work. She didn't mess around. She said, this is a problem. It's unacceptable. And it's my name on the door. I hadn't been on there very long, but it's still my name on the door. That's what you do. And you wanted to be a boss. Well, you were a boss, the boss. And anybody who doesn't take responsibility when you're the boss, that's
so
a character
flaw.
So
why did she do the interview, though? What's the whole point of the interview?
I don't know. Maybe she thinks there's people out there that support her.
If they support Alfred Montgomery, maybe they do support her.
Good point.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure. So last week, Jane, you mentioned this, and I don't think we talked about it too much, but then it became clear in the last couple of days that Arch Apparel is closing its Ballpark Village yeah. location. They won't have any more retail outlets. They had some, I know there was one at West County Mall in the past. I'm not sure.
Was there one on Hampton?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That
yeah.
was. I think that was the original
the
one
flagship?
That they
yeah.
had. Maybe that's where they manufacture some of this stuff as well. But look, if you read that story, this kind of goes hand in hand with some of the economic development stories that we're talking about. I don't know in the details. Did you see some of the quotes that were in the Post-Dispatch about this? Because they could not get people to come in there at all.
No matter what. I mean,
and obviously there's other businesses down there that are experiencing the same thing. It's not going to get better with baseball next year. We may have a lockout the next year after that.
Right.
So how do these businesses survive? In the meantime, they're tearing down the hotel, the Millennium, and they think they're going to put in 300
mixed
condos
use.
At the AT&T building.
You know what? I've determined that mixed use now is just, well, whatever we figure out. I mean, because look, you have to have people to have retail. So
even where you do have people, pick Chicago and New York City. If you just look, the amount of e-commerce that we're all doing, just think of everybody in this room.
Right.
10 years ago, how much did you really buy on Amazon or from Target and get it delivered? Not that much. Now it's
a lot.
The majority. It is just growing. It's the way it's going. So mixed use, crazy term. Housing. In an urban environment,
first
where
of all, we have a
live.
Housing crisis.
Let's build those apartments.
Yeah, build the apartments. They only want to talk about low income housing. That's all they will talk about in the city. But what they don't have are homes that new families can't afford. All they care
income.
About is rehabbing. Well, you know what? Not everybody can afford to take a 100-year-old house and rehab it. You don't have any homes that young people, starter homes, or empty nesters who don't want, to rehab a house.
And nobody wants to spend $100,000 on a house, put $100,000 in it, and then have a $150,000 house.
Right.
So,
exactly.
I mean, that's the problem.
The math isn't working, but they don't want to build just like homes that people could live in now. I mean, we have the biggest home builder in the whole Midwest here. They could build 200 homes.
Who would that be, Jane?
It's my family.
Yeah, thank you.
It's McBride.
Jane's brother.
But for the money that's over at the CDA, you know how many houses they could build for $20 or $30 million? Houses that normal people could afford, $200,000 homes?
As opposed to when they take on projects to rehabilitate apartments.
It's 10 times more expensive.
Have you ever noticed that the price of the rehab per apartment is like
$300,000
and $400,000?
But they've taken affordable tax credits. So, look, people know how to do it. Just build homes. This is it. And how about talking to the experts rather than, you know, I mean, it's these, they want to do these programs that are just, you know, oh, we're saving the world. And they just these, they want to hit a home run and they can't even hit a single.
Well, part of the problem too is they fight over where the money gets spent. So something transformative like that, you need to focus that money in an area.
Absolutely.
And really transform a neighborhood, a community.
Instead, and they can't agree.
No, the board's going to fight and say, no, I want a million here, a million there.
No, we want to do daycare.
Yeah, I want a little bit in each ward, and it's like, okay, look, at some point you've got to plant the seeds and get it to grow.
So now
somewhere.
We have homeless people who need to go to the armory,
right?
Because these people who've been hit by the tornado, these people are not going to be able to rehab those homes with the original brick.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
It's not happening.
No, but we could build new.
But we could build new.
Could
nobody
build
wants
new.
A new house. Nobody yeah. ever. I mean, there is a complete bias against new homes in the city of St. Louis, and I don't know why. They passed that stupid home builder bill that holds new construction to standards that the rehabbers don't have. It all comes down to protecting, you know, rehabbers in the city of St. Louis, and that is not good for the people.
On the Ballpark Village thing, though, a couple of things that were said in this article are interesting. Patrick Berry, who's the spokesperson, and maybe this is valid because I always thought, candidly, it was a little ambitious to have a store like that right across from Busch Stadium, especially because people like to go into the stadium stores. And I was also a little shocked when they had mall locations, you know, for that brand. So what Patrick Berry says is, we're sorry they struggled as a business. It's worth noting that Arch Apparel closed all four of its locations and Ballpark Village was last to close. I think that is a valid point.
Fair point.
But what the guy, Aaron Park, who owned the, you know, Arch Apparel said, look, they were telling them that they would see, Ballpark Village leaders told him he'd see 6 million visitors a year. This year, he's seen about 1 million. And he says, I invite people, and I think this is true too, I invite people to come down there on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and see for yourself. Do you see a bustling economy that's driving multiple restaurants, retail stores, hotels, cafes? No, it is not the case. And it is not the case.
It is not the case. No,
in that part of town, it is not the case. And we are, you know, a lot of the downtown economy, at least the tourist one and the foot traffic one, does revolve around sports. And when you don't draw the kind of, you know, fan base that we're used to drawing, out punching our weight class, we're going to suffer proportionally.
Throw
more.
In a lockout in 2027. See how that works out for
us.
Jane's going to hang out. It's going to be fun this afternoon in the next hour. Thank you for participating on this Friday. Steve Butts, awesome to see you. James Knowles, thanks for making the flight from Troy. Have a safe trip back. We'll see you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.